He's been great. You know, he's been even better than I expected. You know, I met him before, you know, played with him in Pro Bowl. But, you know, to be around him on a daily basis and watch him get ready for games and prepare and then go out there and play with him, I mean, it's been amazing to watch him play. And I've been fortunate enough to play with another Hall of Fame defensive back. It's great. It's a great opportunity we have. And I'm just glad, you know, Philly let him go. Didn't think he was good enough to stay there. So,
is he the most intense guy you've played alongside?
Probably. I would say John Lynch is a very close second.
As far as the ability that he brings and the fervor he brings seemingly every single week, it's relentless, isn't it?
Yeah, and I love it. You know, guys feed off that. I mean, because you see a guy so intense, but he plays that way. You know, it's not just a bunch of talk. And you want people to, if they're going to open their mouth, they better back it up. And he's one of them.
How much is this thing of Philip Rivers talking the way he does and obviously the massacre that happened with the way that, you know, you guys ended the season? How much of that is gone? How much of it's still in the bone?
I haven't heard anybody say anything about it. I don't really get caught up in it. But, you know, he's a guy that's, you know, he's proven he's one of the best in this league. So, I mean, if he wants to talk, let him talk. He's earned it now. So, I mean, the guy's a great player. He's doing great things for that team.
But have to feel more confident being that you guys are undefeated and the irony of them being 2-2 but having beaten you 5 of the last 6 times going into this game, you know, having that under your belt.
Well, you know, it feels good to be 5-0, but one thing about us, we're not going to get overconfident. We know what it took to get to 5-0. We just got to keep working and keep doing the same things, try to get to 6-0. We just can't keep worrying about what's happened or what's going to happen after this game. I mean, we just got to take care of what's in front of us.
Philip Rivers was saying yesterday he feels like it's a must-win for his team. Does that make it harder when you got a team that's kind of playing desperate?
Well, I feel like it's a must-win for us, too. I mean, every game is a must-win. I don't believe in that, you know, unless it's last game, must-win, or you go home. I mean, those situations can come up, but when there's a game in front of me, I feel like we got to win it.
How much of the divisional implications of this game been stressed? Obviously, if they win, they move up 1.5, and if they lose, they drop 3.5 back.
You can't get caught up in that. That thing is going to play itself out. You start worrying about what they're doing and what the Raiders and the Chiefs are doing, that's where you start losing focus. And we just need to focus on what it's going to take to win right now, and the rest will take care of itself. I think what it is, he's fast, for one, for his size. And then when the ball's in the air, he's hard to get around to knock it down. I've seen guys on film just trying to get around him, and Floyd also, he's pretty good at it too. They use their body so well to shield off guys that's trying to knock the ball down, and they come up with big catches.
You didn't expect them to try to reestablish LT into the offense, given, you know, they haven't really leaned on the run that much.
I would be surprised if they didn't. You know, coming off a bye week, he's probably feeling good as ever. So I got a feeling that they were probably going to feed him more than they ever have. But that guy's, he's a special player.